Former Prime Minister Imran Khan planned a protest caravan across Pakistan, demanding elections be held a year earlier and the current prime minister resign. Then on Thursday, a few days into his 300-kilometer journey to the capital, he was shot in the leg. Supporters say it was an assassination attempt and blame the current prime minister, something the government denies. Now in stable condition, Khan addressed the media for the first time since the attack.
If this was synchronized, I wouldn't have survived. Because I fell, one of the shooters thought I'd died and left. If these thieves take control, and if we accept this, then this isn't what Pakistan was made from.
Khan was removed from office in April after a no-confidence vote in parliament. He's since held rallies across Pakistan seeking to rebuild support.
Imran Khan is our red line, and now they've crossed it. We want peace, but the rulers don't want that. Imran Khan always advised us to stay calm, but now they've shot him. We're waiting for Khan to get well soon, and after that, we'll see what to do.
Khan says we have to live and die here in Pakistan. They will run out of bullets, but not PTI supporters.
The governing Pakistan People's Party is struggling to bring the economy out of crisis, something it blames on Khan's administration.
He didn't deliver for 4 years. The economy was going down. The foreign policy was being challenged all over the world. Pakistan lost its credibility.
Khan says he plans to join the tens of thousands of his supporters to continue the march with a planned sit-in in the capital once he has recovered. Police have lined the streets in preparation.
The message is very clear. We're fighting for civil supremacy in Pakistan. For the people, it's very important that their voice be heard and they determine who will be the next government, who will be their next leader. It should not happen in closed rooms. It should be by the vote of the people.
The federal government that runs Islamabad has indicated that any deviation from approved protest plans will be met with force. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.